This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Jean Lam Ambre. It's a Category 16D Beer de Garde Amber. Trying to work on the pronunciation there. It's what you'd want to call Jen Lane, but I believe the correct pronunciation is Jean Lam. It's a 7.5% ABV beer. Taking a look at it, it's a deep amber color. It's got a moderate-sized off-white head, and it's clear. All that's fine. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma, moderate toasty malt, nice in a amber beer. Medium to medium-low esters. That's good. A little bit of caramel complexity. Lightly earthy. All that's really fine. I mean, the maltiness, is really carrying the day, and the esters are supporting it. There's the malt complexity that's appropriate for the color of the beer. So I don't have any complaints there, so I'm going to give it a 12 for aroma. Let's taste it. Well, it's sweet. It's malty sweet, toasty, lightly caramely. Esters are moderate. That sweetness and toasty malt lasts through the finish. I'd say the bitterness is probably medium-low. The finish is sweet. It's not balanced by hardly anything. I mean, there's a little bit of corky dryness in there, but letting sort of mishandling be the only thing that's balancing the sweetness is a little odd. I'd expect there to be a little bit more bitterness or a little drier finish because it's coming off as sweeter than it should be. And the esters are actually enhancing that impression of sweetness. It's definitely a malty beer, and the sweetness is high. It's a little honey-like in its flavor. So the sweetness seems high as if it's missing balancing bitterness. The malt intensity seems good. I wish there was a little less residual sweetness, or I wish there was a little bit more bitterness to balance it. So right now the balance is it's got issues. I don't think it's I don't think it's as best as it could be. It's a little surprising because I've had this before and it's really sort of one of the best examples. So I'm a little disappointed in that. Perhaps it's this bottle. Give it a 15 for flavor. Most of that is because of the sweetness. All the components are right. Just the sweetness is out of balance. As far as mouthfeel, it's got a medium full body. Carbonation's on the low side, medium to medium low. It really does need more. So I'm going to take off a point for that. It's quite smooth, lightly warming. So the rest of that's fine. It just needs more carbonation. So give it a 4. So overall, the esters and sweetness seem high. The malt flavor is wonderful, but the finish is a touch unbalanced. It's nice, toasty, estery flavor and aroma. It needs more carbonation and seems a touch oxidized. I wonder if, the bottle sort of, the cork sort of let some of the carbonation out, let some oxygen in, threw off the balance a little bit. I don't know. There could be, unusual things going on there. I don't think I've got the best bottle here, which is unfortunate because it's sort of hard to find, and when you do find it, it's sort of expensive. But if you're trying to learn the style, you know, it's got a lot of the right pieces. Just this particular one seems kind of sweet. So that's not typical. It's a malty beer. It's not a sweet beer. But since the flavors are all very good, I'm not gonna slam it too much. I'll give it an 8 overall. Make note of the flaws, which seem handling related, which is a little bit beyond the brewery's control. Total score 42. So that's the Jean Long category 16D beer, De Garde.